From Tidbits on February 8th, 2010, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 8th, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Font Explorer X Pro 2.5. Linotype has released a major update to its professional font management tool, Font Explorer Pro. The user interface has been updated and streamlined. A new widescreen mode enables the user to set the preview area off to the right. A new transparency mode can be used to overlay and preview fonts in a working document. And printing is now enabled. Also, users can now tag their fonts for easier organization. Finally, several bugs related to the Apple font panel have been resolved. Support for Adobe InDesign CS3 and CS4 have been improved, and various unspecified crashing bugs have been fixed. Full release notes are available on Linotype's website. Espresso 1.1.1. MacRabbit has updated its web authoring application Espresso with a handful of minor tweaks and fixes. Version 1.1.1 adds pixel dimensions to the image preview, the capability to show hidden files and project listings, and support for some JavaScript commands in previews. Also, regular expression searches are now supported in Find in Project, sugars now load faster, window sizing is improved when dragging multiple tabs out of the workspace, and a crashing bug related to SFTP publishing has been fixed. A full list of changes is available on MacRabbit's website. iPhone OS 3.1.3. Apple has released iPhone OS 3.1.3 to provide a couple of performance improvements and address several security threats. Changes include improved accuracy on the iPhone 3G's battery level display, a fix for a bug that prevented some third-party programs from launching, and a fix for an issue that caused application crashes when using the Japanese Kana keyboard. Also eliminated are three security vulnerabilities that could lead to application crashes and arbitrary code execution after playing maliciously crafted audio files, viewing maliciously crafted TIFF files, or visiting a maliciously configured FTP server. Another fix prevents remote image or video content being loaded in mail, even when remote image loading is turned off. And finally, the update blocks a vulnerability that could enable an attacker with physical access to a locked iPhone or iPod Touch to gain control of personal data via the recovery mode. The update is available only via iTunes. iTunes 9.0.3. Apple has released a small but helpful bug fix update for iTunes. Version 9.0.3 fixes an issue that prevented the Remember Password for Purchases setting from being enabled, addresses problems with syncing certain smart playlists and podcasts with unspecified iPod models, and resolves a bug that caused problems in recognizing connections with some iPods. Apple says the update also improves general stability and performance. The update is available via software update or from Apple's website. 27-inch iMac Display Firmware Update 1.0. If you own a 27-inch iMac that's afflicted with the cursed screen flickering problem, Apple's 27-inch iMac Display Firmware Update 1.0 will come as very good news. The update claims to correct the iMac's firmware to ensure proper display performance, eliminating the widespread flickering issue marring the displays of many 27-inch iMacs. See New iMac Screens Cracking and Flickering, published on December 10, 2009. Be sure to follow Apple's warning not to turn your computer off during installation. More information regarding installation is also available on Apple's website. The update is available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, or subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.